WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Hawaii's governor says historic Lahaina is gone. Governor Josh Green says the worst U.S. wildfires in recent years have destroyed more than 1,000 structures and killed at least 53 people. This Lahaina resident lost his home, says he's worried he's lost his friends, too.
I don't even know what the body count's going to be, and I'm very scared to hear, but I'm really nervous. A lot of friends are missing. A lot of friends are missing.
President Biden has approved a disaster declaration. Iran has transferred 5 U.S. citizens from prison to house arrest. They could be released in exchange for billions of dollars in frozen assets now in South Korea. The space race is back on. Russia launched its first mission to the moon in nearly 50 years. Its lunar lander is expected to arrive on August 23rd. The Supreme Court temporarily blocking Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy deal that would shield members of the Sackler family, who owns the company, from civil lawsuits. This is ABC News. It has been a year since Congress passed the PACT Act.
1 year ago today, we met that sacred obligation when I signed after fighting so damn hard for the PACT Act.
In remarks in Salt Lake City, President Biden marking the one-year anniversary of his signing of the PACT Act, which expands health care for service members, particularly those impacted by toxic burn pits.
PACT Act is one of the most significant laws ever signed to help veterans exposed to toxic materials.
It comes as the VA has extended the deadline to submit a PACT Act claim. It's now through this coming Monday, August 14th. Jay O'Brien, ABC News.
For the first time in a year, a key gauge of inflation ticked up last month.
This new report shows prices ticking up slightly, but overall inflation is still heading in the right direction. The government's consumer price index increased 3.2% in July compared to a year ago. That is a big improvement from that 8.5% rate last year.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Andy Field, ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm choosing
between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And more at scotchamamas.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're going to have Robert Lilligren on, of course, today. This is Thursday, and we'd love to check in with Robert, what's going on. And he's the CEO of Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. And then Wendy with our sacred animal portion. And then we're going to lose Haley because she's going to see pink or blue or something like that.
Red or purple or something. But yeah, no, Alicia Moore, I believe, is Pink's actual real name. So
yes. I didn't know that, but I love Pink. So have a good time tonight and enjoy.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hey, before we get to Robert, we want to drop a update from Wisconsin Governor, Governor Evers, and then we'll discuss that. And then it'll be Robert Lilligren and Wendy Pilot Day here on Native Roots Radio. Let's take a listen.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update.
While Wisconsin began this biennium in the best fiscal position in its 175-year statehood, we know employers across the state continue to face significant generational challenges filling available jobs. Earlier this year, I proposed a comprehensive budget plan to address our state's long-standing workforce challenges, supporting working families, and maintain our economic momentum. Unfortunately, the Republicans in the legislature rejected many of these efforts. But thanks to my strategic line item vetoes in the budget, I've ensured ample state resources are readily available for legislators to address the most pressing issues facing our state. So this week, I called a special session of the legislature next month on September 20th to complete their work on the budget. My comprehensive workforce plan invests more than $365 million to help prevent our child care industry from collapsing. I'm also proposing to expand paid family and medical leave in Wisconsin for working families. My plan also supports higher education to educate, train, and retain and recruit talented workers, including over $66 million for our University of Wisconsin system and over $40 million for our Wisconsin Technical College system. And my plan targets high-need sectors and industries including $160 million for solutions to our healthcare workforce shortages and more than $16 million to address the teacher shortage and bolster educator pipelines. The challenges that have plagued our state for generations will continue holding our economy, our families, and our state back if Republicans in the legislature don't take seriously the second chance I'm giving them, and urgently. We must work together in the coming weeks so we can bolster our state's workforce, maintain our economic momentum, and most importantly, do the right thing for Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, Pinigigi Governor, wow, great update. Robert, welcome to Native Roots Radio. I got a couple questions for you after we just listened to Governor Evers. That was interesting. I did not realize that Wisconsin has line item veto power.
Oh, yeah. It's been used before in the not too distant past. And I'm trying to remember what the case was, but it was very surgically used, and I give the governor credit.
Yeah, very interesting, too.
What does that mean, Robert?
Well, as you know, line item, if there's things in the bill, Robert Lilligren, why don't you do?
Well, we have two Roberts.
I know. I should have been more specific.
Right.
Robert L.
Line item veto. Thank you. Thanks, Lenny. Nice to be with you again. It feels like it's been a while. So, line item veto, we do not have in Minnesota, but it means that a governor can take one line out of legislation or out of a budget and veto that. Okay. Singular line, and so the entirety of the legislation can go forward absent whatever was line item veto. And dang, I'm just racking my brain trying to remember how Governor Evers used it really recently, but it was really elegant and useful. Oh, it was when he didn't he approve education funding for like 400 years or something like that? Yeah, that was a very creative use of his line item veto.
Right. Adding some numbers and changing some numbers and making it 400 years as opposed to
four
years or that was amazing too. And they are having this teacher shortages and things that I guess is all over the country too, but their Republicans aren't helping them at all with this, it sounds like.
Yeah, I have a sense that a lot of teachers will be leaving states like Florida, who are just removing Shakespeare from the curriculum, you know? So I don't think a lot of teachers are going to want to stay in that state. So hopefully it'll benefit states like Wisconsin, Minnesota, others where we're serious about education.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was great to have an update by the governor. And we have Robert Lilligren, CEO of Native American Community Development Institute, here for our show today. And we were kind of briefing as we were or twinning today with our same shirts.
Nice shirt, Robert.
at the Four Sisters Market today. Oh, hey, thanks, Haley.
Did you notice when we posted that on the Facebook page for Four Sisters Farmers Market, I think the first person to like it was Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, the writer sister.
And as everybody knows that listens to the show frequently, Lieutenant Governor sends us a piece too every other week, and we're always excited to listen to what's going on and what she's doing. And we really love Peggy Flanagan here on Native Roots Radio. We haven't talked in a while about some national stuff, and oh my goodness, there's national things going on, Robert, that my head's spinning in a good way, and I don't know, I'm putting tobacco out and burning flat cedar and sage. Let's talk a little bit about the national scene.
Well, and I've been kind of surprised the last few weeks that we haven't talked about the I word, indictment, you know, and they just keep on coming, and I think it's just so fascinating. It's just unprecedented. You know, no president has been indicted like this, criminally charged, ever. And certainly not now in three different cases. And so just watching that come down, watching both the former president and his supporters' responses, but also watching the broader public response, and especially the response from the Republican Party, which is surprisingly mild.
Yeah, really. You know, if you pull up the clips specifically, Robert, from the day after or even the evening of January 6th and what the Republicans were saying and to what they're saying now is night and day.
It is. And, you know, that, and that's kind of interesting. And, you know, I do credit the people within the Republican Party who are willing to step forward and say, you know, sort of the gig is up. This morning as I was getting ready, I was thinking of that fairy tale. Do you remember The Emperor Has No Clothes?
Oh, yeah.
And I just kind of keep wondering, you know, waiting for that moment when more people will finally say The Emperor Has No Clothes. But so far, he's far and away the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And that just floors me. And so we'll see as these cases develop, more are coming, but you know, justice moves slowly. It seems like it was so long ago, the January 6th, where he urged his supporters to storm the Capitol and halt the ratification process of the Electoral College. But justice is coming.
Yes, let's hope so. Wendy's got her fingers crossed. I know she's gotten a little jaded here with the two impeachments and all the other things that have happened to him and not happened. But hey, we're with Robert Lilligren, NACD. I said that right, right, Wendy?
Woo!
One in a row. Hey,
good job.
And from the Native American Community Development Institute, we're going to come back and talk some more politics that affects us and all and everyone. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
Your neighbors are talking about the Blue Line Extension, connecting North Minneapolis, Crystal, Robbinsdale, and Brooklyn Park to the light rail transit system.
The Blue Line allows us to actually connect people in real time to this community. Instead of bypassing it, they're going to stop and shop. They're going to stop and play. They're going to stop and work. Blue Line is a connector.
Hear more of this story and others at yourblueline.org.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we have a lot of pink energy going on here in Native Roots Radio. Haley's getting ready to go to pink. She's not wearing pink, though, like the Barbie show, but you'll have to send some pictures and let us know, get some selfies and stuff like that. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, and we're checking in here. Our political guru, I like to say, or maybe I just said it tonight. Yeah, maybe I just said it tonight, but hey, we love talking politics with Robert, and we're talking a little national, and we're talking about the I in indictment that we like that, but I don't know. He's like the Teflon Don, but he's not really smart enough to be a Don, but it's just amazing.
It is very Teflon, and I remember way back when in 2016 as he started to be positioned as the front runner within the presidential race, and I remember saying to people then, you know, Trump is in no way prepared for the intense scrutiny that he's going to experience if he gets elected president. Actually, I can't say it on the radio, but I said he's no way prepared for the flashlight up his you-know-what that he's going to experience. And it's taken a while, and I think there was a lot of respect and restraint from the legal community while he was president, you know, and respecting the office. And once he left, you know, then the true process started. And so now we're seeing that come to fruition. And so we'll see if he can remain Teflon through this, but I was just trying to count up the charges, and of course there's still more charges pending in Georgia, but it's some ridiculously high number. And
I heard 75. I heard 75 charges, 70, I think.
Yeah. So it's hard to figure how someone could dodge that many charges.
One of the things he says, Robert, is that you know, and it's funny because he's correct. He says he's in a two-peer a judicial system here, and I agree, because if this was anybody else, they'd be in jail right now.
Right, but I think the former president's point when he says two-tier is that he's in the lower tier, and somehow he's being more attacked. But, of course, we all know we have a multi-tiered judicial system, and you know, a few times I've been part of these surveys or task forces or groups around trying to improve Native people's satisfaction with outcomes in court. And not surprisingly, with so many statistics like this, Native people are least satisfied of any demographic group with their court outcomes and their court experiences. And so if we talk about a multi-tiered judicial system, I think we have a very good perspective on that from our community. Probably better than Trump's.
Well, you know, one of the things that they're talking about too recently in the news is about how he sent those fake electors. And I'm glad that's coming up, because I'm telling you, that was a mind-blowing. Everyone knew it was going on. And then they, like, I remember, I don't even know what state it was, but they shooed him away. They wouldn't let him come in and pretend that they were the electoral people. Do you remember that?
A lot of the swing states. Oh, yeah. I remember it very well. It was just shocking while it was happening. And now you see, as these fake electors get charged, sometimes with felonies, that, I didn't know it was against the law. You know, and I don't know how that really holds water as a defense. You know, ignorance of the law, I don't think, is a defense. And these people should be criminally charged. And so.
Yeah.
And if anything else, to deter it so it doesn't happen again, you know, elections, it's the first time really that I can remember, and maybe ever, that there was such a successful and deliberate attempt to disrupt the peaceful transference of power, which is a cornerstone of our democracy, right? And so that wasn't very peaceful on January 6th.
Well, and also, too, as you were saying that, I was thinking, we came really close. Of it being overturned or pretended it didn't happen. It came very close, right?
Scary close, in that, and it did get deferred by only a few hours. Hats off to Congress for reconvening, you know, within that same day. But I was working from home, like we do these days, and I had the TV in, and I was just kind of half paying attention. Finally, I just had to shut down my computer, and I was glued to the television. I just couldn't believe it was happening. And you had these broadcasters, these newscasters that were saying, oh, and the protesters are entering. And then I'm just screaming at my TV. I'm like, they're not protesters. You know, they're insurrectionists. They're treasonous. Yeah. Stop talking about them like they're just protesting. And it took a couple hours for the TV land language to evolve into calling them what they really were.
Well, I don't know what Wendy and I were watching. We were watching on the computer, and I'm not sure if it was a Facebook link or whatever. And we were totally blown away. And they just, we were watching, I think just before the radio show that were going on. It was like three or four, and we were watching the Capitol get just trashed. I was in such denial, Robert. I saw on Facebook and Instagram and all these social media posts of caravans going to Washington, and I'm going, there's nothing going to happen. This is, you know, and it's like, oh, was I wrong?
Right. Same here. Same here. Who knew? I mean, there was plenty of planning, as we're learning now. This is very coordinated. We know that the president was generating the interest in doing this. And we've seen buses go to Washington before, right, for a lot of reasons. And, you know, who thought that there were going to be actual violent insurrectionists when they got there? Well, some people thought it. Some people knew. You know, it was beyond belief. And now, you know, it takes a long time for sort of for justice to, you know, things to wind through the justice system. Now they're all coming, kind of coming to a head, and thank goodness. But the thing, one of the things that makes me uncomfortable is I feel like it puts people like us in the position to defend the federal government when, you know, the federal government hasn't always been so nice to Native people.
Yeah.
But at least there's an understandable framework and there's pathways to justice. And so these insurrectionists just wanted to tear it all down. And a lot of things that are protecting us would be torn down with that as well.
Really good points. They just reported that they were getting Trump's tweets from that day for the next 24 hours Twitter. That's got to be interesting. Well,
yeah, his tweets, his draft tweets, and his direct messages as well. So they're getting it all from Twitter. And Twitter tried to obstruct that search warrant. They tried to not get it. They got charged, $350,000 fine for obstructing. And they wanted to inform Trump that this was happening, which, of course, would be a huge violation of the law. So what is it called now? I closed my Twitter account when Elon Musk took over and got so weird. So I'm not on Twitter anymore, on X anymore, but that's collusion.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And just mind-blowing. Wendy, your thoughts when we were watching that? That was crazy.
You know, I'm just happy now that they were able to arrest so many people and they were able to identify them from, you know, the media and the selfies and the television broadcast. They were able to zoom in and find these people, know who they are, where they come from. I mean, a lot of these people lost their jobs because they were found out, you know, and so I'm just glad. I wish that there were more, of course, but I mean, I'm glad that they got a lot of them.
We had a couple, Robert, from Minnesota, I saw, that were going through court just recently.
Yeah, the father sunset, and they love Wendy.
Got a daughter.
It was crowdsourced, right? Regular people stepped up and started working to identify these people so successfully. And I'm trying to remember, there's a name for that. There's a sort of a nickname. It escapes me. Mind right now, but for these people who dedicated a lot of their time and effort in identifying the insurrectionists and leading to their prosecution. So thank you to the people who did that.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing that really confuses me is that the insurrectionists went after the police, the Capitol Police, and the police are coming forward saying that, you know, we were abused, we were hit with all this kind
heart
of
attacks,
stuff,
death.
And but
heart attacks, suicide.
Majority of the police in the United States, the policemen and women, the ones that I know, are Republicans and Trump supporters. So that I don't really understand.
Well, I think that's such a good point, Wendy. And really, now, if you look at sort of the national political landscape, you know, I think most people would say the Republican Party paints itself as the law and order party, you know, and now you have the lead, Trump, and all these others completely disregarding law enforcement, the court system, all of these tools. And so, you know, I try not to presume bad intentions, but it's really hard to not consider people who think of themselves as law and order, who have such now disdain for the process, to that they have any moral solid ground to stand on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Reliving this, you know, it's just been an insane last 3 years when we talk about COVID, mm-hmm. George Floyd, the insurrection. I mean, this is one for the history books. And we know, as we were talking earlier, Robert, a lot of the states probably won't have this in their history books.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new stunning lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Hawaii's governor says historic Lahaina is gone. Governor Josh Green says the worst U.S. wildfires in recent years have destroyed more than 1,000 structures and killed at least 53 people. This Lahaina resident lost his home, says he's worried he's lost his friends, too.
I don't even know what the body count's going to be, and I'm very scared to hear, but I'm really nervous. A lot of friends are missing. A lot of friends are missing.
President Biden has approved a disaster declaration. Iran has transferred 5 U.S. citizens from prison to house arrest. They could be released in exchange for billions of dollars in frozen assets now in South Korea. The space race is back on. Russia launched its first mission to the moon in nearly 50 years. Its lunar lander is expected to arrive on August 23rd. The Supreme Court temporarily blocking Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy deal that would shield members of the Sackler family, who owns the company, from civil lawsuits. This is ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s.
A high near 85 and Saturday sunny with a high around 82. Scotch and Mama's offers a huge taste out of a little place. Besides their delicious barbecue, they have potato salad, spicy baked beans, twice baked potatoes, and delicious desserts. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicollet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Find their menu and more at scotchamamas.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, is that the Community Development Institute?
It is.
Well, I'm wearing the shirt right now.
I know
now.
You are. NACTI.
Yeah, thank you.
We were just talking to Robert Lilligren.
Yeah, and I think Robert Lilligren might have went to the Pink concert, too, because he's not on right now.
Well, have fun at Pink, and I wish I was going there. But, Pink and Brandi Carlile were around together.
In New York.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of concerts together in honor of, who just passed away?
Robbie Robertson?
Sinead O'Connor.
Oh.
Yeah, in honor of Sinead O'Connor. So, yeah, I was wishing that I would have caught one of those, but I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Brandi Carlile will be at the fair, and maybe what we can do too while we're waiting, because Wendy, you have a timed out beautiful segment.
Mm.
Oh, Robert left.
Okay,
he thought he was done.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. I want to just tell everybody honestly. Today, I spent a lot of time outside today, and as a lot of people know, we got rid of our concrete jungle, aka our lawn, and we have a prairie garden now in the front. And I have to tell you, yesterday I saw 6 monarch butterflies out there. A ton of bees. The birds are just flying around, and it feels like they're in like an oasis. They're, all the other lawns around our house are, just cut really nice, edged, perfectly green, no weeds at all. And they're just perfect. And you don't see any wildlife at all around those. And they're all flying around our front and backyard because we have a lot going on in the backyard as well. And it just makes me so happy. Like, I just sat here for like half an hour just watching it. And it's just mesmerizing, really. And it's just beautiful, and I just hope that a lot of other people out there, it doesn't have to be your whole lawn. It could be just a small area where you plant pollinator plants and prairie plants for the wildlife. So, I was told that in a couple of years, Robert, we might even be able to see some frogs here.
Yeah, I remember that. I was amazed.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what we have seen that I've never seen in our yard or around here is they jump caterpillars or not.
Oh, grasshoppers.
Thank you.
Really? I haven't seen a grasshopper.
I did.
Here's the thing, though, too.
Before they did our roof.
Yeah.
Hey, this is fun. This is kind of like our old radio show, Pilot's Progressive Party.
Well, I posted a little video on Facebook of the front yard and the monarchs. You could see the monarchs flying around. And we have a lot of plants out there, but I am ignorant. I am sorry to say I don't know the names of any of the plants that are out there. I couldn't even tell you what they were. But one of our friends and listeners, Alice, said, oh, you have mullein. Yeah. You have mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N, in your yard. And I was like, which one is mullein? So she messaged me with a picture of it and explained what it was. And I was like, oh, my God, I really have to know what these plants are. I have them in my yard. I should know what they are. But anyway, she said that a lot of Native American people used to use mullein, and it's a plant. It's very tall. Like, the ones that we have in our yard are way taller than you. They're far over 6 feet tall.
I've seen them around the neighborhood, and they're
little, right? I don't know. We have like mutant mullein plants in the front.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. But anyway, they have furry leaves. They're very tall, and the tops are very kind of pointy, and they have a lot of yellow leaves on it, a lot of yellow flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's used as like tea and as like an anti-inflammatory and used for like your lungs.
I need that.
Anti-inflammatory,
so can you make me
lungs.
Some of that tonight?
Yeah. But I was reading that you have to be careful because it also could be toxic if you don't use it, the right way. So,
right.
I mean,
that was like,
you just can't like pull a leaf off of it, dry it, make tea out of it, and you have to know what you're doing.
Right. And do you remember when COVID first hit and I really wanted, and when we talk about COVID, it's so foreign because for the longest time, again, there was no I want to say antidote, but there was no vaccine.
Vaccine, yeah.
And I did some flat cedar tea, and that's the same thing with that. You really have to know what you're doing in order to, one, have the tea work for you, but also not poison yourself.
Exactly. You don't want to poison yourself or, you know, get high inadvertently or, you know.
Accidentally.
Yeah. So it just makes me happy when I go out there and I see wildlife in our yard, mm-hmm. and we live in the cities. So it's just, we see all kinds of different birds, and I can't even tell you the bird feeder that we have out front. I fill it like, you know, every day. So there's lots and lots of birds. God bless you, Robert. So I want to tell everybody while Robert Lilligren was on and we were talking, Wanda, our little dog Wanda, is kind of a little stinker. And she doesn't like to get her hair cut. Like, she fights me to no end.
Yeah.
But she was just laying on a chair next to me. And
which
I was,
she does.
Which she does on every show when I'm here.
Yeah.
Sitting here on the chair. And I was able to cut her hair. Now, those of you watching on Facebook, I'm going to hold up all the hair that I cut. And it's quite a bit.
Wait a minute. Let me isolate your camera there.
And she just stood there. This is all Wanda's hair.
That could be a sweet toupee for me.
But you know what I read somewhere? You know those, they're called suet blocks that you give to the birds? And they come in a little square, yep. like a little cage. Square cage, yep. and you put the suet in. I have one of those, and people put their cat and dog hair in there. And the birds come and take it and use it for their nests.
Well,
so I'm going to do that.
The voodoo people aren't around.
Well, I'm
going to
do
hair.
It because I don't want. I'm just not going to throw her hair away when somebody else could make good use out of it.
A voodoo dog.
And that would be so cute to see, like, our squirrels and our birds in
with
the back
toupees
making a nest
with
wads. What kind of glue would they use? I don't know.
They would use sap from the tree.
They would use sap from the tree and make little toupees. That's hilarious.
Little mustaches.
Wanda has black hair, so it would be little, they would look
would
like little Italians, little Italian birds.
Little Goombas.
Little Goomba birds. Robert's cracking himself up. That's pretty funny, though. It's very imaginative. I hope you're taking note of the time here, because I have no idea how much time we have left.
I do. We got a long time.
We have a long time. We have like 3 more minutes.
We're losing customers. Listeners, I should say.
They're shutting off as we speak here.
They went, wow, they remember when they used to talk about really important issues.
I know.
We already did the first half. You know, we had the governor of Wisconsin on and mm-hmm. Robert Lilligren, who really has been a high-powered political person. I know he's mm-hmm. really humble about that, but he's so well-connected and was, a glass ceiling breaker, mm-hmm. first Native American city council member in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
first
he was a
openly,
city council member for 12 years in Minneapolis. That's a long time.
First openly gay mm-hmm. city council member yep. also.
Yeah, it's great. He's a great guy. He does great work. He's still really connected. People yeah. really look up to him. He's well-respected.
Yep.
And that's why we have him on Native Roots Radio.
And now it's the rest of the show is the clown show with
just
Wendy
Robert and
looking at each other.
Prepared.
Oh,
Robert
you do.
Lilligren, why did you leave us?
Right. He had he thought he was only going to be on for 2 segments,
which
I think I told him, but yeah. I guess I didn't count the first segment when in my mind.
Oh, I see. Sure, he was only on a short time, but right. yeah, he does great work.
He's
but,
got stuff going
Yeah,
on.
I mean, if you know, the Native American Community Development Center does a lot of work. And Robert, you were at Four Sisters
yes.
today.
Yes.
And the Four Sisters is a little, every week on Thursday, they're on Franklin Avenue, and they have like a, all kinds of stuff there. Art, jewelry, vegetables.
Yeah.
And you could go there and check out their stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's like a little...
It is a market.
It's a market.
I
was
going to
say flea market. It's not a flea market. It's a market.
Native American stuff. I always get confused saying, what is it? Not a food market. It's more of a market.
Mm-hmm.
Four Sisters Market.
Yeah, they have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's really great.
And plus inside, as you know, the coffee shop. And then mm-hmm. inside that,
It's the art.
Yeah, is the, and there's a great, can you pronounce the name of the art?
Powwow Grounds?
No, the name of the art. I just heard you pronounce it in a commercial.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was with practice. And,
and with you and Brett going over it. Yeah.
I can't
the magic
right
the magic of commercials and editing.
I was just thinking,
I sound coherent when
I was
when these ads play.
I was looking at Wanda's hair and it kind of matches yours, so maybe we can get some glue and make you into
easy. This is a lot of hard thinking up here going on.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Hey. So to give us a little warm-up of what we're going to talk about our sacred animals here.
Well, I'm going to be talking a little bit about President Biden signing the document for a monumental win for tribes, wildlife, and water at the Grand Canyon. So I'm going to be talking about that. That's really exciting news because we really have to preserve these places. Mm-hmm. We can't have mining there, right. Drilling there, pipelines there.
Right.
For any reason, we need to keep these beautiful, pristine places right. for future generations. So we really have to do that. I'm really happy that he did that. So I'm going to be talking about that when we come back.
Well, that's
and it's
awesome.
Really, yeah, some good news and a little bit of bad news. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. We had our fun there for
it's
10
not,
minutes.
The fun
there.
Is over, Robert.
Wow.
The fun is over.
Well, let me try that
we
toupee
have to come
on
to
before we.
Reality. I should show everybody the toupee. It's really quite, look at it. It could be.
Okay, for people watching, yeah, that's a lot of hair. And
it is a lot of hair. But I am. I'm going to put Wanda's hair in that little sewer cage and hang it outside and see who wants it and take it.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Oh. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl.
Metro Transit is proud to offer the free use of IRA for transit trips, an app that connects blind and low-vision customers to a live agent for navigation assistance. IRA can help you determine your location, read schedules, find your next offer, navigate stations and platforms, and general trip planning, and is now available in Spanish. Learn more and download the app at AIRA.io. That's AIRA.io.
As we emerge from the shadows of the pandemic, let us celebrate our resilience and embrace the path to a brighter future. While the COVID-19 emergency declaration may be over, our commitment to safety remains stronger than ever. We invite you to stand tall and protect what matters most, our health and the well-being of our loved ones and elders. The power to keep our community safe lies within each one of us. It's important to remember the basics when you're with someone who might be at risk of COVID complications. Wear your mask, wash your hands often, and take an at-home COVID test if you have any symptoms. We are a strong and interconnected community, and together we'll emerge from this challenge stronger than ever. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep the spirit of our Native American culture thriving. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hoo hoo. Hey, cool. Hey, This is Native Roots Radio, and we're in the last segment of our groovy show today. We want to just thank again, before I forget, is Governor Evers for the great state of Wisconsin giving us an update, and also Robert Lilligren stopping in. And now we're going to have Wendy with our sacred animal section that we've had for over 7 years, and I've learned so much, and sounds like you have an update. Welcome, Wendy.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Hi, my name is Hanajihi Hani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. And actually, Robert, you sent me this article, so I appreciate that. And this is from the Center for Biological Diversity, and it's actually dated today, Thursday, August 10th, and it was updated at 2:57 p.m., so really fresh off the press. So, heeding the call of the Grand Canyon Tribal Coalition and the Center for Biological Diversity, President Biden just designated, I'm going to try to say this properly, the Ba-Nawajoe Ikuji Ancestral Footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument, capping 15 years of work to protect its iconic place from new uranium mining. So no more uranium mining. The historic move forever safeguards almost 1 million acres. Yeah, surrounding Grand Canyon National Park. Mm-hmm. Besides honoring sacred indigenous landscapes, the new monument will help endangered species like California condors, Mexican spotted owls, and humpback chubs. The name means where tribes roam. And this is from the Center of Biological Diversity. Mm-hmm. And you know what? A lot of people went online and wanted this and made signatures. So this is a really important thing. So I want to thank President Biden for doing that. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
The center also just sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for denying Endangered Species Act protection for the gopher tortoises across most of their range. The agency left these imperiled reptiles on a collision course with extinction, refusing to give them federal safeguards in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, my goodness, and most of Alabama, despite the service's own protections that nearly three quarters of their population will disappear over the next 80 years. These cool tortoises have shovel-like front legs and strong back legs to help them dig intricate burrows just like gophers. So that's why they got their name. Their loss would harm more than 360 other Southeast species that share their burrow home. So I'm really glad that that's happening also. Also, there's following a center lawsuit this week, there's protection now for 6,500 square miles of habitat for Caribbean corals. We need our corals, so that's also perfect. The one thing I wanted to, that I was really interested in reading about were cyanide bombs. Huh. Have you heard of cyanide bombs?
No.
Okay, so cyanide bombs must be banned. So by Biological Diversity, the organization, is working to ban these cyanide bombs. So I was like, I really didn't know what they were, but they are used in the Federal Wildlife Service. So I went on Biological Diversity website here, and it tells you about cyanide bombs. So they're M44s. That's what they're called. And for the past century, a federal program called Wildlife Service, part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has been slaughtering wildlife deemed undesirable by the agribusiness. by Big Ag, right?
Yep.
They're usually animals like wolves, coyotes, beavers, and bears. But the program also kills creatures it does not mean to, like family dogs and endangered wildlife. M44s or cyanide bombs are one of the most horrifying methods the program uses for its indiscriminate killing. These inhumane traps spray sodium cyanide into the faces of unsuspected wildlife lured by sweet scented bait. Any creature or person who pulls on the bait trigger can suffer torturous poisoning followed by a slow agonizing death or severe energy. Great. So I kind of looked at these things and they are like these tube-like things. I don't know how long they are, but they're not very long. Maybe the size of bigger than your hand. So they're like a tube and they have a point at the bottom. They're shoved in the ground and they're spring loaded. They're spring loaded. And on the top is that poison. The poison is on the top. And what they do is they also put bait material on the top of this trigger, right? Huh. And a wolf or an animal can come and bite the bait and pull it. And as soon as it's pulled, that's when that cyanide poisoning shoots out. It sprays, and the cyanide poisoning can cause internal bleeding, seizures, lung failure, or death. And they're still using these around. Isn't this horrible?
Wow.
So you can write to the Biological Diversity. You could find them. Center for Biological Diversity. They're a really great organization that does a lot of work to save, you know, these animals that are really, you know, getting hurt by a lot of these terrible things. They also launched a suit this week over Montana wolf pelt export program that could hurt endangered Canadian lynx. Yeah, so they do a lot of work, and I'm really happy that you sent me this article, and I'm going to be reading a lot more about what they do and all the great stuff that they're doing to protect our animals, not only in the United States, but like I said before, the Caribbean corals, which are really, we really need those for the ocean's
health,
right? For oxygen, for
protection
for habitat. Yeah, exactly. So, we really want to do that. The other thing I want to just bring up that was kind of disturbing to me that I watched on the news the other day was people letting balloons go in the air, right? Balloons, the Mylar balloons, the latex balloons with the strings. And they're, you know, it's really sad. Somebody dies and people want to honor them, and they're honoring them by, you know, releasing balloons in the air. And the balloons, once they go up, they come down. They go into the oceans. They strangle wildlife. They're, you know, it's just, I just wish that that was something that could be banned. Yeah. Like, we can't use that because it's washing up on our ocean shores. Wildlife is getting tangled up in them. The fish and the whales are eating the balloons because they mimic jellyfish and other fish that are in the ocean. So I don't know. Maybe I could work on something like that. Just get balloons to be banned.
Well, it's something. I think, again, Wendy, a really good point about that. I think if people thought it through or knew, I mean, I just don't think people really realize how detrimental it is to animals eating it and dying.
Exactly, I know. And it's just, they're sad and they just want something to go to heaven, and they believe that the balloons are going to, you know, reach the person in heaven, and it's a memorial to them, but...
Yeah, exactly. Hey, like the old days here, we're cracking each other up. This has been Native Roots Radio. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. If you're listening to the show... you're part of the resistance.
Free Lenny.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mark.